Welcome to The Late Disciple, a ministry of Truth Seekers Fellowship. Well, I hope that you're enjoying this study on what the Old Testament has to say about the promised Messiah. Yesterday, Tom Murray began teaching what the rabbis have traditionally taught about the Messiah, and we learned about the Jewish teaching of two messiahs. Today, we'll learn about the historical view of Isaiah 53 by the early rabbis.
Well, welcome back to our studies in what the Jewish rabbis have taught about the passage in Isaiah 53. And I told you in our last broadcast that the original interpretation of Isaiah 53 by the earliest Jewish rabbis was that it was speaking about an individual, that is, the Messiah himself. In fact, the concept of Messiah, the son of Joseph, actually comes in Jewish theology from this very passage in Isaiah 53. But for a really clear idea of what the old Jewish view of Isaiah 53 was, we need to turn back to history, Jewish history, and see. Now, among the earliest Targums, and Targums are the writings and the interpretation of Jewish learned teachers, and among the earliest Targums are those of a man named Jonathan ben Uziel. And those Targums date from the 1st century A.D. Now, his Targums on this passage in Isaiah 53 began with these words, "Behold, my servant Messiah shall prosper." Later, the Targums of Jonathan ben Uziel were heavily quoted by the early rabbis after him, and he was certainly considered an authority on the Jewish view of the Hebrew Scriptures. He definitely considered the Isaiah passage to speak of Messiah. So Jonathan ben Uziel could hardly be accused of adopting the Christian interpretation. Jonathan ben Uziel was not alone in his interpretation, and that becomes clear from a quotation from another rabbi, Rabbi Don Yitzhak R. Bar Banel. And that comes in about the year 1500. While he himself, Rabbi Don Yitzhak, did not accept the view that the Isaiah passage referred to the Messiah, he does make a dramatic admission. And he says this, "The first question is to ascertain to whom this scripture in Isaiah 53 refers. For the learned among the Nazarenes expound it of the man who was crucified in Jerusalem at the end of the second temple." So Rabbi Don Yitzhak was saying that the Nazarenes, which is a reference to Messianic Jews, those who did believe that Jesus was the Jewish Messiah, that they believed that this passage referred to Jesus who was crucified in Jerusalem at the end of the second temple. But he goes on to say, "And according to them," that is Messianic Jewish believers, "Jesus was the Son of God and took flesh in the Virgin's womb, as is stated in their writings," meaning the New Testament. But Jonathan, or Yochanan ben Uziel, and now Rabbi Don Yitzhak is referring back to Jonathan ben Uziel, he interprets Isaiah 53 in the Targum of the future Messiah, and this is also the opinion of our own learned men in the majority of their Midrashim. Now, in spite of Abar Banel's personal view regarding this passage in Isaiah, He freely admits around 1500 AD that the majority of the rabbis of the Midrashim took the passage in Isaiah 53 to speak of the Messiah. And he points out that Jonathan ben Uziel, as early as 100 AD, was not alone in his opinion. Now, Jonathan ben Uziel was not a Nazarene or a Messianic Jew. He was not a believer. But what we do find is that this was the Jewish view of the period of the Targumim and the Midrashim in Jewish theological development. Now comes a work called the Zohar, Z-O-H-A-R, and it was thought to be written either by Simon Bar Yochi in the 2nd century or by a Spanish Jewish rabbi in the 13th century. But in this Zohar, this writing, it makes certain statements which have obvious references to the Isaiah 53 passage. Now I quote from the Zohar, "There is in the Garden of Eden a place called the Palace of the Sons of Sickness. This palace the Messiah then enters and summons every sickness, every pain, and every chastisement of Israel, and they all come and rest upon him. And were it not that he had thus lightened them off Israel and taken them upon himself, there had been no man able to bear Israel's chastisements for transgression of the law. And this is that which is written, surely our sickness he hath carried." Now the Zohar in this particular quotation quotes from Isaiah 53:4 and referred the passage to the Messiah himself. So the passage further states that it makes Israel distinct from the one referred to in Isaiah 53. Therefore, to make Israel the suffering servant is not consistent with what historical Judaism taught. Furthermore, the Zohar recognizes the vicariousness and the substitutionary element in this passage. That is, the Messiah is taking upon himself the suffering due to Israel for their sins. So the Messiah can't be taking them if Israel is the one who is suffering for her sins. Now there's more evidence from within the same period in Jewish history, and it is provided by the Babylonian Talmud. It says this, "The Messiah, what is his name? Those of the house of Rabbi Judah, the saints, say, the sick one. As it is said, surely he hath borne our sicknesses." That's a direct quote from Isaiah 53:4, and it definitely refers to the Jewish concept of a Messiah, not a suffering Israel. So like the Zohar, the Babylonian Talmud also took the Isaiah passage to refer to the Messiah, not to Israel. And verse 4 in Isaiah 53 is specifically applied to the person of the Messiah himself, not to the nation of Israel. Now in the Midrash Tanhumi, we find another statement. Rabbi Naaman says, "The word man in this passage, in Isaiah 53, refers to the Messiah, the son of David, as it is written, behold the man whose name is Zima," where Jehohanan interprets, "behold the man Messiah," and so it is said, "a man of pains and known to sickness." Now, there's another Jewish source called the Sefer HaGigalim, or Gigalim, and it sees Isaiah 52:13 as referring to King Messiah, and it says this about him: "He shall be high and exalted," or as our rabbis say, "He shall be higher than Abraham, exceedingly above Adam." So you see in Jewish writings, the idea that Isaiah 53 and the suffering servant is the historical Jewish perspective on the Messiah referring to the nation of Israel is simply not borne out by Jewish theological history. In the Midrash Kohen, when dealing with the Isaiah 53 verse 5 passage, he puts the following words in the mouth of Elijah the prophet. Elijah says to the Messiah, "Bear thou the sufferings and wounds wherewith the Almighty doth chastise thee for Israel's sin. And so it is written, He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, until the time when the end should come." Now another midrash or commentary on this same passage states, "All the sufferings are divided into three parts. One part goes to David and the patriarchs, another to the generation of rebellion, that is, rebellious Israel, and the third part to King Messiah." Now, another volume that takes the Isaiah passage to refer to the Messiah is the Masor, or the prayer book for the Day of Atonement. One of the many prayers found in this volume in Jewish literature is called the Musaf prayer. It was written by Rabbi Eliezer Kalir around the 7th century A.D. or in the 600s A.D. And part of the prayer reads this way: "Messiah, our righteousness is departed from us. Horror hath seized us, and we have none to justify us. He hath borne the yoke of our iniquities and our transgression, and is wounded because of our transgression. He beareth our sins on his shoulder, that he may find pardon for our iniquities. We shall be healed by his wound at the time that the Eternal will create him, the Messiah, as a new creature. Oh, bring him up from the circle of the earth. Raise him up from Seir to assemble us the second time, O Mount Lebanon, by the hand of Yanon." Well, I hope you'll return in our next broadcast and we'll learn more about the Jewish history of the theology of the Messiah of Isaiah 53.
Thank you, Tom, and I hope that these programs are helping you get a better understanding about God's plan for your life. If you'd like a cassette copy of this program or you'd like information on one of our Bible studies, call us at Truth Seekers Fellowship. The number is 901-685-3385. Outside Memphis, call toll-free 866-685-3385. And you can also contact us through our new website at www.milktomeat.org, where you'll find helpful information, ministry tools, and even audio files of the radio programs. Now make plans to join us next time right here for The Lay Disciple.